Hey guys, Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome back to the Not Remotely Weekly podcast. As you know, it's been a little while. I've had a back injury. I've been on my back for a long time. The ability to stand up is quite new to me, so I'm back in the studio. Wanted to bring you a few key things. As you know, always with a weekly podcast, they're very short. I just want to give you some useful stuff that I've been sharing, mostly on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, please come across and find me at jonathan_doyle.co, because that's where my stuff goes up at the start of every day. And you'll also, if you haven't joined the new private Facebook group, the Achievers Forum, please come and do that. There'll be links here. I've got a new sort of private closed Facebook group where I just love posting stuff and we get to encourage and support each other. So please check that out. Okay, so I've learned a lot through the process of being injured. I've learned a lot about mindset. I've learned a lot about just showing up even when things are difficult. And I've learned a lot about pain. Man, it's like you can become really good at that. You get very familiar with it. So, but you know, I'm grateful, believe it or not, I think I'm grateful for the experience. It's, you know, especially people's care. Like, you know, just from all over the world, people have been reaching out and been so supportive. So if you're one of those people, thank you. Let's rip in. If you're listening to this, I just want to give you a few quick things to think about. I posted this morning about the sort of, I'm just going to call this leverage points. Like, if you want to create change in your life, you know, tinkering at the edges is actually a strategy as well, like incremental change. If you look at the work of, say, Darren Hardy, one of his books on incremental change, that you can do little stuff around the edges. But often if you want to create change, the smartest thing to do is go for the big ticket items, the things that are really problematic for you. Because if you can shift those, then you get what's called momentum. And a lot of times, snowball, going down a hill, gets bigger and bigger. You get a small win, you get a win in an important area, you can start to get some momentum. So this morning I posted on Instagram about the leverage point of your current worst habit. We all have them. I have them. I said on Instagram that, you know, my habits are not problematic, really. They're not like drinking a bottle of bourbon before lunch. It's nothing major, but they're little things that I have them as well. But what I want to suggest is that if you can really shift this single biggest negative habit, that's where you'll create the biggest sort of movement of momentum. So let me ask you now, what do you think intuitively is your single worst habit at the moment? Now think about it and go. Doesn't take long, does it? We all intuitively know the habit that we'd most like to change. The first thing I want to do is give you a sales pitch. I want to say to you that if you can do this, there's a big payoff. There's a big benefit. Once you shift that habit, all the energy that was going into it, energy that was leading you to avoid stuff, energy that was leading you not to change, energy that was leading you not to grow, all of that energy suddenly becomes very available for other things. So I want to ask you again, what's that big habit? What would happen if you could shift it? So obviously the question is, how do you shift a habit? Now, in this podcast, I'm not going to go into enormous detail, but I'll give you a couple of quick tips. The first thing is you have to realize is there's always a payoff in a negative habit. So people go, oh, you know, there's no negative, you know, there's no payoff. It's just a terrible habit. It's like smoking. People go, well, I smoke and there's no benefit in that. It's terrible. I go, of course there's a benefit. Well, you get the illusion of relaxation. You get to do something with your hands. You often get to socialize and hang out with other people. So all our negative habits will always have benefits and payoffs. So the first thing to do, get out a pen, get out a journal, get some quiet space, write down what is the benefit. What is the payoff of this negative habit? Once you can do that, then you know you can start to understand, well, what can I replace it with? There's a lot of theories that breaking habits isn't always the most effective strategy. Replacing habits is. So, you know, if smoking is a problem, then you know you have to replace those component parts. You have to go, well, how do I replace the experience of relaxation? That could lead to yoga or meditation or prayer or, you know, going to the gym. You'll find something to replace the benefits you were getting from that negative habit. So that's the first thing. What could you replace it with? What are you going to be able to do with all this extra energy? I use things like the Best Self Journal. I find really helpful. Accountability partners. You know, I have people who I coach where I'll set them a target in breaking a habit and I'll get them to contact me every day. They have to contact me every single day and let me know that they've been able to do it. So accountability can help. Swapping. It's a cross between switching and swapping. If you know, finding out what you can swap that habit for that will give you the same benefits that you're getting. All right, so that's the first thing. Now, Related to this leverage point theory about, you know, going for the big things to get maximum leverage, just as much as your biggest negative habit is a leverage point, I want to suggest that so is your current biggest fear. So I posted this on all my social channels. A lot of people really like this. You know, one lady shared how her biggest fear is she's got to have some testing for cancer, and we talked about that. And I want to suggest to us all that our biggest fear, our biggest area of fear, is simultaneously often the area of most rapid growth, the thing we're afraid of. So we throw all this energy, don't we, into resisting, running from, hiding from, getting away from the things that freak us out. And imagine if that energy was no longer used to avoid, repress, or hide from what we didn't like, and it was freed up. So I have one in my life at the moment. I've been dealing with this particular fear for probably 18 months. And I was talking to someone about it last night. I'm just not interested in putting my hands up and saying, well, I've just got to accept this is how it is. I'm going to keep going at it. I'm just going to keep going. The best way to deal with your biggest fear, most of the psychological literature points towards something called graded exposure. Graded exposure means, you know, for example, if you have a fear of spiders, you know, the fastest way to get over that fear is not to put a big box full of spiders all over your body. That will cause trauma. You don't want trauma. So people go, you got to go cold turkey, man. You got to face it. You got to, you know, take the leap. Now, sure, if your biggest fear is parachuting, well, I guess you could do, you know, jump off a box and then jump off. But you can't really do too much graded exposure for that, because eventually, you know, you can't just sort of practice jumping off your roof of your house, right? So back to that example of spiders, graded exposure would mean that somebody got a spider in a box, say in a cardboard box, and it was sealed tight with tape, and they put the spider in the room that you were sitting in. It was across the room, wrapped up in a box, and you knew there was a spider in there. Now, if you got really scared of spiders, you would freak out still. You would go, oh my gosh, what if the spider gets out? What if the tape comes loose? That's a real phobia. But gradually, you know, you might spend a day with the spider in the room, in a box in a corner. And then the next day, you bring it a meter closer. And the next day, you bring it a meter closer. And then a week later, they put it in a plastic box and you can see the spider. So that's graded exposure, right? You gradually, your subconscious, your mind begins to go, okay, I've experienced the fear. I can see it. I survived yesterday. I'll survive today. That's how I'm dealing with my current area of biggest fear. How might that work for you? You know, what's your biggest fear? Rejection? Well, then, you know, you don't storm into your boss's office right now and say, I want a $10,000 pay rise this week. You might gradually begin to ask for things in other areas of your life. You might ask for something when you go shopping. You might ask for something from a friend. You just gradually move up. All right, you with me? So go to work on the current biggest habit. Go to work on the current biggest fear through the area of graded exposure. Right, a couple more bits and pieces to wrap up. I posted this week about being relentless. I posted a really cool image on Instagram of the Grand Canyon. Now, the Grand Canyon, of course, is formed by the action of water. You know, tiny water molecules banding together become streams, and those streams become rivers, and the entire Grand Canyon is nothing other than the result of the relentless action of water. So what I did in that was say to people, look, if you want to really move your life forward, if you want to really get ahead, create change, do the things you want, being relentless is really part of the deal. And I've had to experience this so powerfully in the last few weeks. So many times, either through the pain medication or the pain itself, or just the soreness and the fatigue of being injured, I'm like, you know, you just want to take days off, you know. But I, you know, to grow what I'm trying to do, to reach and serve more people, I don't get days off. I don't get to kind of go, well, I'm not going to post any content today. I'm not going to record a podcast. I'm not going to do these videos. I'm not going to post the emails. I have to be relentless. And I just, how do I explain this to you? It's like a thing in your gut. It's like you've got to want what you want, what you want, what you want. You got to want it. And once you know what you want, you must be relentless. Every day, show up. Every day, work. Every day, hustle. It's not glamorous. There's no secret sauce. But if you're one of those people that goes, well, I tried. I go, well, you tried what? Well, I wrote my goals. How often? I wrote them, you know, at the start of the month, or I wrote them on New Year's Day. And I'm like, friends, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning. I wrote my goals this morning. I'm 43 years of age. I've been doing it for 2 decades at least. I'm writing them every day. It's relentless stuff. So I want to encourage you, if you're feeling nothing's happening for you, if you're feeling that you're not getting there, if you're feeling that you're never going to break through, be relentless. It works. It's just not glamorous and it doesn't feel like it's working. But it worked in the Grand Canyon. It works in my life. It's going to work in yours. All right, two to go. One of the other cool posts on Instagram I did is a real favorite. Now, this has been around for a while. I heard it just last week again from Pastor Craig Groeschel, who's a pastor in the US. And basically, it's simply to say that it's a great quote. You can have excuses or progress, but you can't have both. You can have excuses or progress, but you can't have both. It's so simple. You can have progress in your life and you can have movement towards all the things that matter to you, or you can have excuses about why it's not happening. And we are experts at that. So many people do it. Well, I would have achieved this if this hadn't happened, and my husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or someone's not being doing what I need them to do, or my boss doesn't understand, or I failed that test, or I can't get that promotion, or I'm not able to get out and train because it's raining. Sure, all I ever say to people is, you're probably right. I never tell someone, well, that's just not true. I usually go, well, yeah, you're probably right. That's probably true. And then now what? You know, like once you've confronted with the truth of that, then what do you do next? Okay, so excuses or progress. So if you want to grow, just don't deal in excuses ever. We don't deal in excuses ever. We just don't. Okay, the last one I posted is just to say, I posted something about, you know, those irrational thoughts we get, the irrational fears in your mind, you know, that they're so common and constant, you know, oh, what if people laugh at me, or what if I do this, or what if this goes wrong, or what if that happens? Whenever you hear what ifs or shoulds, I should do this, or I should know better, or I should work harder, or I should have been further along, or I should have had more success, those sorts of things, what ifs and shoulds and irrational fears, like, you know, things that you just know are crazy, but they're very powerful. I just want to tell you, that internal voice is always wrong. It's not sometimes wrong. It's not sometimes trying to help you. It's just always, always, always wrong. Some fears are rational. Example, you know, if you go into the bush, wilderness, wherever you are in the world, whatever have you call things with trees in them, and you see an enormous snake, the sympathetic nervous system response that you have, the elevated heart rate, the secretion of cortisol in your brainstem, the adrenaline, all that stuff is a rational response to danger. If someone jumps out on the street and points a gun at your head, then freaking out would be rational. If you stood there and just went, you know, like Chuck Norris or Clint Eastwood, and you didn't care, well, maybe you're amazing, but that's not normal, right? Something's broken if you don't freak out. Those are rational fears. But here's an irrational fear. What if I lose my job? Well, you know what? If you lose your job, well, firstly, you haven't probably at the moment. And if you did, you'd find another one and things would work out. So I want you to tune into this endless internal self-critic, voice of death, voice of fear, irrational stuff. It goes for most of us all day, every day. It's a great big lying, expletive word. Never listen to it. It's taken me years to begin to understand this. Just don't listen to it. It's just always wrong. It's just this negative, critical self trying to hold you back, trying to hold you where you are, because it's terrified of change, because it wants everything to stay exactly the same, because its job is to keep you safe. You probably know this stuff. It's personal development 101. That really messed up, critical voice inside you is only trying to do one thing, trying to keep you exactly where you are, because if you're exactly where you are, you're safe and you won't get eaten by a bear. All right, it's the part of a brain that belongs to about 200,000 years previous in our development. We don't need it that much anymore. So please, let me summarize this. Run from snakes, run from people pointing guns at your head. Pretty much everything else in your head that's fear-based is going to be usually wrong. All right, so that's a few points for the week. Summary, focus on your biggest negative habit. Focus on your biggest fear, because that's where the leverage is. Be relentless on creating change. Remember that you can have excuses or progress, but you can't have both. And remember that irrational fears are always, 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 always wrong. Okay, if you're listening to this quickly, but I want to tell you I'm doing a new private coaching group, 10 people only. You can find a link for it here. Only working with 10 people. It's a 4-week program. We do an intensive for 4 weeks. You have full access to me, both in the live video webinars we do, plus email access 24 hours a day. For 4 weeks, only taking 10 people globally. If you want to get on that list, get in touch with me somehow. I'll promote it soon with some registration pages. But if you're hearing this and it sounds interesting to you, you want to work with me personally, only 10 people, then please reach out and say hi. Come across to Instagram, Jonathan_Doyle.co. Give me a follow there. I want to follow you back and keep in touch with you. Come and join the Achievers Forum on Facebook, my closed Facebook group. I want you to click that link. Share this with people. Get out there and be awesome. Thank you for your encouragement of me, the many messages and stuff you all send me. I really love that stuff. Get out there and be awesome. Life is short. This is not a dress rehearsal. You don't get another chance. I'm Jonathan Dodd. This is the Weekly Podcast. Going to have another message for you very soon.